You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
Our next letter comes from Montgomery, Alabama. The letter writer is E.R., and this story has a lot of doggy style to it.
I'm not exactly what you'd call a loose woman. I married before I was 20, and in 12 years of marriage, I never cheated on my husband, at least not until last week. That was when I met Greg. You see, he lives in my neighborhood, and we met while we were walking our dogs. I'd seen him a few times before, and we'd reached the point where we would smile and nod whenever we passed. The night it happened, we were walking in opposite directions when our leashes got tangled. My male dog and his female liked each other instantly. As a matter of fact, my male had his paws on her hips and his prick ready to go before we untangled the leashes. It embarrassed me, but also caused a tingle between my legs to see my dogs trying to mount this stranger's pup. "I'm sorry," he said in a voice so deep and sexy that it turned the tingle between my legs into a vibration. "I should keep Brandy inside when she's in heat. It's my fault." "It's okay," I blurted. "They're just following their nature. People would be better off if they were more like them." As soon as the words left my mouth, I realized how they must have sounded to him. The stranger blushed and fidgeted. My eyes were attracted to the prominent lump growing in the front of his pants. Watching his cock get hard blew my mind. The crotch of my panties was soon soaked. Still, it never would have gone any further if Duke hadn't suddenly pulled the leash away from my sweaty hand and darted into a stand of trees across the street. "Don't worry," Greg offered. "My Brandy will bring him back soon." He let her go off the leash. She took off like a shot, and we wandered into the woods for close to 100 yards before we spotted the dogs. Duke was on Brandy's back with his prick pumping like a demonic 90 miles an hour into the willing female. I bent over to separate him, and suddenly I felt Greg's hands on my hips and his cock pressed against my ass. "Don't stop them. It looks like Brandy likes it as much as yours does." I couldn't help the automatic wiggle of my ass against his twitching cock. "Your dog isn't the only one that needs it," I panted, practically coming in my panties. Those words were all the encouragement Greg needed. He lifted my skirt and pulled my soggy panties aside. Then he pointed his cock at my pussy and drove it home. I was coming before he even hit bottom. Watching the dogs doing the same thing was an unbelievable turn-on. I ached to feel Greg fill my box with his hot seed. He didn't make me wait for long. When he was ready, he pulled my ass hard against his belly and pushed his dick all the way into my milking slit. I felt every delicious spurt of his cum as it sprayed from the head of his cock and spattered my steaming slit. By the time we were through, so were our dogs. We swap first names and embarrassed goodbyes. I tell myself it won't happen again, but I'm not really sure. I get all squishy every time I remember.
I hope you enjoyed that letter. It seemed to be very pet friendly. Please subscribe.